Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news you've missed this week. As always, you're joined by WHO editors Stacey Hicks and Ali Comedy.
Hi.
Hi, Al. And we're back to update you on everything that's been happening this week. Obviously, we need to talk about the biggest shock in the world this week. Everyone's talking about it.
Everywhere, everyone. Prince. Can't believe it.
Prince Andrew's BBC Newsnight interview.
As it were, I kick myself for on a daily basis because it was not something that was becoming of a member of our family.
Yep. Can't believe what I saw, what I heard.
Yep.
That it went on for 49 minutes and that he said all the things that he said.
It's 49 minutes too long. Aww. But we will break all of that down for you,
yes.
Tell you all of the most unbelievable, insane bits of that interview.
Yeah.
And we're also talking about Kylie Jenner because she sold a majority share of her company for an insane amount of money.
Huge.
But first, let's talk about Cam and Jules from MAFF's wedding.
Their love is contagious, their joy infectious. As this beautiful ceremony gets underway, there's not a dry eye in the house.
I'll be there to make you laugh.
I know their real wedding.
Their real wedding. So for anyone who doesn't know, they met on Channel 9 show MAFS.
Yes.
Earlier this year, wasn't it?
This season. Yeah, the most recent season.
Yeah.
But that filmed maybe September, October last year.
Okay.
So,
yes. Yeah.
And then on that show, they were arguably the strongest couple from Go to Woe.
Definitely.
And they then got engaged officially in the finale, which aired in March or April this year.
Yeah.
But again, that would have happened probably December last year in real time.
Yes,
They've
been together for like 15 months or so, they were saying.
Yes.
So, so this week in WHO, we've got the exclusive images of their wedding.
Yes.
So, and they're really beautiful, really, really lovely. Very different to the TV wedding that they had.
Well, they made a very, distinct point in our interview to say this is the way we wanted it. This is our way, our big day. Obviously, they didn't have a lot of any control really over the first day. In fact, Jules didn't even, she didn't get to walk down to a song, like walk down the aisle to a music. They didn't get to do their first dance to music because it's TV and you can't.
So weird. Imagine doing that in pure silence.
Yeah. Well, I've been to a MAFS wedding
filming. Yes. Tell us about that.
Yeah. It's totally silent really long, and they have to walk down the aisle a few times. They have to do the vows a few times. They do everything a few times. So, I was sitting in the sun for a long time that day, and then the evening goes on for hours and hours and hours and hours. And else, and then they disappear and to do the pieces to camera, and it's a weird, it's a really strange environment. But these two hit it off straight away.
Definitely.
She was looking for someone taller, but that's okay. She's really happy now.
I love that she kind of ended up with someone where she was like, oh, he that's wasn't not what who I'd go for. Mm. But by the end of their wedding, she was like, no, I'm convinced. I think he's a good match.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this week, I'm sure you would have seen if you've been kind of following the entertainment news this week, that they are getting a lot of backlash. People are saying, why did they televise their wedding?
Yeah.
And, they're sellouts. But they did get married and they did meet in a very public forum. And when we spoke to Jules, she said, well, there's people who are so invested in our relationship because they've been following it since the start. So we felt like, well, we're used to having cameras around.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just tell it that's fine. We're happy to have people there. We're very in love. Mm. It feels like then everyone's involved and that they're getting to see it. So I think that was great that she said that. She's like, I don't really care that people are saying that because we did our wedding the way we wanted to. And Cam was really sweet. He was like, it was so nice actually knowing who was going to walk down the aisle and not like wondering who it was going to be.
Yes.
But she wore a beautiful, check out the pics in WHO this week, but she wore a really beautiful like blush pink dress.
Yeah. Two dresses as well. She wore a second one as well, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But then, obviously it aired on A Current Affair.
Yes.
So you can check that out on Nine now. I think the whole episode's there.
That's right.
So if you want even more detail.
check it out on there. But it's beautiful. And they were very much in love when we spoke to them and kind of just said, they were really happy to officially lock it down now. Mm-hmm. But it's funny to think that it really only was a year ago. Like these days I feel like everyone moves so much slower than that. Yeah. A year feels so quick. But yeah. I guess they did get married the second they met. So
exactly. To be expected. They've not done things normally since they met. No. So, but yeah, I think they'll probably start trying to get pregnant very quickly.
She said, she's like, we're on it.
Yep.
We're doing it. We're not wasting any time. So good for them. Yeah. Beautiful.
And they were able to not focus on the drama that had surrounded it prior, which was Melissa Lucarelli, who was on Married at First Sight too. She was initially going to be one of her bridesmaids and then was sensationally dumped just prior to, I guess, this all happening. But Jules was like, we had everyone we wanted there, and that was the most important thing. A bit of a dig. But
I think like they did meet in such an intense environment, and it would feel like you've known those people all of your life. Mm. But then when you get out in the real world, it's very easy to then just go, oh, well, we did drift apart. We're not actually close friends anymore. So I'm sure that decision happened gradually behind the scenes. It was nothing dramatic that happened between them. So I think it's good that she had the guts to go, no, well, I'm going to have the people closest to me. There's nothing worse than when you're planning a wedding and your mum and dad are saying, oh, you've got to invite this uncle that you've literally met or this person that I worked with that knew you and saw your photos as a kid. Like, no.
It gets weird.
Yeah. So it was good really that they just kind of had the people there that they wanted.
Yeah. Well, Heidi was one of the bridesmaids, sorry. Yeah. And then that very pregnant Cyrell was a guest, and so was Nick, who was Cyrell's former TV husband.
Yes.
So Cyril's single now. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? They could get back together. I don't think so.
Strange things have happened.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
And the other big thing everyone is obviously talking about this week, we touched on it at the top of the show, is Prince Andrew's interview this week. We have a lot of feelings.
We try and uphold the highest standards and practices, and I let the side down. Simple as that.
So he did this interview kind of off the back of being his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
So he kind of agreed to this sit-down chat to kind of clear things up and talk about the claims that he'd had sex with a then 17-year-old Virginia Roberts.
Yes. So, okay. So I just want to give a shout-out to the woman who did the interview as well.
Yes.
Emily Maitlis is her name. Now, I wasn't familiar with her before, but I live in Australia. I don't know British journalists, really. So that's not that weird. But she was a pro.
Like, so good.
She didn't seem nervous. She was, like, so strong and powerful and did not mince her words, had every question ready to go. Like, it was – wow, I was just blown away. Like, this is one of the biggest interviews ever.
Yeah,
I would like
definitely. It just doesn't happen.
No, to get this kind of access to a royal in that setting, in that way, it was like an interrogation as well. So, you know, she asked every single question to bring up those topics. I mean, this thing never happens. Yeah. So what incredible work by her. I'm in awe. She was brilliant.
Amazing. The best bit was when she was talking about, she asked him about how he could continue a friendship with Epstein when he knew that he was a convicted sex offender.
Yes.
And he said, you know, that he said his friend conducted himself in a manner unbecoming.
Oh,
and she just
the look
is
on her
like,
face.
Unbecoming.
She was like, are you serious? She was like, unbecoming. He's a sex offender.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh,
I'm being polite.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so it was 49 minutes of cringe. I was messaging my partner the whole way through because he was watching it as well, going like, is this for real? How is this happening? But, yes, the reason, as we've discussed, the reason he decided to do it was to set the record straight after years of headlines about his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, who committed suicide, or, you know, there's some questions of surrounding how he died in prison this year, but he's no longer alive. So he agreed to sit down. And the standout bits, so these are just some of the bits that shook me to the core. So, I mean, the fact that it happened is number one. So royals don't do this type of thing, although this has been a year where royals are doing things quite differently. Harry and Meghan have shown that they are going to do things differently as well, obviously in a very different way.
Yeah.
They are suing newspapers and outlets for the stories that have been done about Meghan and all of that. They did a documentary of their own.
Yes.
So we're getting...
Not Staying with the Queen for Christmas.
Not Staying with the Queen for Christmas, like all of the things. So they're doing things unconventionally, but this one is another whole thing together. So another rip part, he explains why he went to see Jeffrey Epstein in 2010. So at that point, Epstein had been in prison for a few years and he'd been released. So he said he felt the moral need to go and see Epstein, his friend of however many years, to tell him he could no longer be his friend. Basically, he had to go and do that in person. Not a great idea, because then he was snapped, like, in lots of images that are infamous now.
Yeah.
They're in a park in New York walking together and everyone's like, why are you hanging out with this guy when you know what he's done?
Yeah.
And so that's right. That was his explanation. It's like, I just had to go do it in person. But he, not only did he catch up with him, he then spent time again at his New York apartment because of it was convenient.
And I mean, you're not doing that with someone who you're ending the friendship with.
And it wasn't just one night. Stay at his house. He was like, it was just out of sheer convenience. Like, this is a man who is the Queen's son. He can stay anywhere he likes.
But that apartment
apparently is so convenient. Look, I've read that it was an $82 million apartment, and I think that's in US dollars. So it's a nice apartment.
But he can probably drop $82 million on one night's accommodation.
Exactly.
That is not important.
Exactly. It's a strange one, but it's like he was doing this interview to clear the air and set the record straight, but it's just left me so many more questions.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah.
More.
We need to get on to the sweat.
Okay, so
please.
guys, apparently he can't sweat, okay?
She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating because... I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
Not only he can't sweat, he doesn't do PDA, and he isn't a party boy.
No,
okay.
So it couldn't possibly have been him.
Now he's able to. Okay, he's able to sweat now because he's done a number of things in the recent past, meaning he was able to sweat again. I don't know what the hell that means.
This is like when a kid lies and you get really specific really fast. Like you just keep rambling and saying that. And maybe he did, but
it's too specific almost for it not to be true. Like it has to be true because it's so weird and so specific. Like if he was going to come up with a better lie, you would have a better lie.
Yeah. And the latest chapter in the saga is that he has now officially stepped down from royal duties. So he issued a statement on Thursday morning, our time, or rather the royal family released a statement, as they always do, on Instagram, saying that he had made the decision to step back from royal duties, if you want to believe that. So it reads, he says, "It has become clear to me over the last few days that the circumstances relating to my former association with Jeffrey Epstein have become a major disruption to my family's work and the valuable work going on in the many organisations and charities that I am proud to support. Therefore, I have asked Her Majesty, good old Mumsy, if I may step back from public duties for the foreseeable future, and she has given her permission."
I bet she has.
I don't think there is any surprise there. And I think we were just waiting to see when this would happen.
Yes.
So a lot of people are obviously saying, like, what does that mean?
Like, what was he actually doing?
Yeah.
So Prince Andrew, or otherwise known as the Duke of York, he currently holds more than 200 patronages. That's a funny word to say. A number of which have been under review in recent days. His announcement means his involvement will be on hold.
Yeah.
And probably, like, we don't know for how long. Could be quite a while. I don't know how he'll come through this, especially if, you know, he gets involved with police or legal stuff.
Yeah, like, that's right.
He could be tied up with that for a long time. And yeah, the palace is now working out how to manage his projects, including the popular pitch at Palace, which he mentioned in the interview, the infamous interview. And that's a project that helps entrepreneurs connect with investors without seeing them fold completely. Yeah. So another thing he's working on. But all of that will stop.
Yeah.
Where will he be hiding?
I just feel so bad for his daughters because there's Princess Eugenie and Beatrice. They're still doing their public duties and appearances and just being seen out and about living their lives. And now it's kind of affecting them.
I know. Beatrice is planning a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, that's stressful as it is. So, I mean, she probably wouldn't be planning it a lot herself. She'd have helpers, but All even, eyes were already going to be on them for that. And now this is happening. So, but yeah, I mean, how he makes his money, I don't, like, there's one thing, but he's said to have a net worth around 57 million pounds. So that's Australian, 108 million. And yeah, it won't really disrupt his lifestyle.
No.
So he's got money.
I think
money.
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
I can't wait. Like, I mean, does that sound bad? I just am so enthralled with all of this.
It's the royal family's really, really in it at the moment. They're really going through it. So we'll keep you updated next time.
Next time.
Rise and shine.
All right. And our final story today, Kylie Jenner, the youngest self-made billionaire in the world, right? She has cashed in on her company, Kylie Cosmetics. She sold 51%.
A huge chunk. Share.
Yep. So she still owns 49%. But how much did she sell it for?
$600 million. I just can't. I keep repeating it because it's so insane to me that someone could buy something off you for $600 million and they don't even own the whole thing.
I know.
Like 51%, she still has. I mean, it means that her company is worth $1.2 billion US.
Yes.
So just crazy.
I know.
Crazy amounts of money.
Exactly.
It's insane.
She's even richer than we thought.
Yeah. And Coty is the one that's bought it. So obviously they own a lot of makeup brands. They own CoverGirl and Max Factor and Sally Hands, and they're a huge cosmetics giant. So they've taken over. But it's crazy to think she only started this business 4 years ago.
I know.
Like, what are we doing?
She's only 22.
What are we doing?
Oh, not the right things.
No, clearly.
Oh, man. Where's Kris Jenner when you need her?
I know. We really do need a Kris in our lives. That would be great.
Yeah. So the company Kylie Cosmetics brought in, this is all in US money, but it brought in $177 million in revenue last year, up 40% from the year before. Apparently her Instagram account, or the brand's Instagram account, gets 7,000 followers a day, And yeah, this year she launched Kylie Skin, so she's branching out into skincare. But why did she, do you think she needed to cash in and get that $600 million?
I don't know. I wonder whether it's just a distribution thing because at the moment she's obviously everything's online, at least for Australia. Yeah. Everything's online.
It's in-store in Ulta Beauty in America.
Yes, yeah.
We don't have that here, unfortunately.
So I wonder whether it's more from that point of view. She's going, okay, well, they can just handle the distribution. Like, it might start being stocked in
other places, in stores. A bit more widespread.
Yeah, and it might be from that perspective. But, I mean, she doesn't need $600 million.
No, I wouldn't have thought, but maybe she's looking to start something new or needs, I don't know, to buy 2, 3, 4, 5 islands.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Maybe. She just wants a break. She's worked long and hard. She's 22.
It's been a hard life. 22.
Oh, God, so depressing.
It's been a hard life.
Oh, congrats to you, Kylie, I guess.
Huge payday. But, yeah, she still has 49%. So she's still very much involved and will continue to be the face and all that jazz. Yeah. So, wow.
Well done, Kylie. Things keep getting better. And our celebrity must see this week. It has been on Netflix for a few weeks, but I just feel like it has flown under the radar a little bit. And I just want everyone to pay attention to it because I am low-key obsessed. It's Queer Eye, their Japan special.
Yes.
So they did 4 episodes. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't gotten through the regular seasons yet.
Get on board.
I know.
It's so good.
I know.
But yeah, so they've gone to Japan just to they've done 4 makeovers on 4 heroes. And as you know, I say, like, every episode I completely bawl.
Yeah.
Absolutely sob.
They set you up, not to fail, but they set you up to cry.
Yeah, they really do. And they have ramped it up a notch in this one. I was bawling like a baby, happy tears. But it was really sweet and so clever because all of these people are obviously fluent in Japanese. Obviously the Queer Eye guys aren't.
Yeah, how do they deal with that?
They kind of edit it. So they do have a translator, I think, in an earpiece.
Okay.
But they obviously chop it so that you're just seeing that person speak, that person answer. You're not seeing the lag in between. Right. So it was really interesting to – I kind of would just have a giggle to myself thinking that it was like they were just magically understanding everything, like, and they're sitting there clearly having no idea what that person's saying back to them,
totally,
but really
lost.
Like nodding along and looking really interested. It was really cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's such a good series. I was obsessed.
I've seen like a meme or someone posted a video on Instagram of one of the heroes, like, who was obsessed with Anthony, like just hugging him and like
loved him so
much.
I mean, she's only human.
She can't blame the girl.
He's a beautiful man.
He is so beautiful.
He's a beautiful man. May or may not have been a pretty picture of him posted on your desk for your birthday.
He's still my laptop background screensaver.
God bless.
Love him.
That's all we've got time for.
Even though I haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
Yes.
You obviously can't get enough and everyone should be watching it.
So check it out.
Yes.
And we'll catch you next week for another episode of Celebrity. Until then, follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Podcast and please leave us a review if you like hearing us. If you don't, that's fine. Just carry on. Don't worry about it. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.